This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is being asked by a bipartisan congressional group for his help to gain access of U.S. fresh table stock potatoes in Japan. Cam Quarles, National Potato Council president, says Japan has been dragging its feet on the matter for almost 30 years.
The market overall is really not able to be served by the small industry that they have in Japan. That's why every few years you'll see these wild swings in prices for potatoes in Japan. It's because a shortage is generated because they simply don't have the capacity to produce domestically.
Japan's phytosanitary concerns, Quarles says, are questionable.
Simply let us know, Japan, what are you concerned about? What are the necessary steps you see that will provide you with the security to allow these U.S. fresh potatoes to be imported safely?
Because, Quarles says, that won't be a problem.
Obviously, we ship potatoes around the world right now. We've got the very highest quality, best production anywhere on the globe, as in the United States, where any legitimate scientific concerns that Japanese have can be addressed by the United States.
The U.S. potato industry estimates access to Japan will result in an additional $150 million per year export market.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.